opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks, set.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that song is very good for each and every one of us. When the road seems rough, when you've had enough, ladies and gentlemen. Well, my name is Alpheus Finlayson. This is Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. It is the 6th of September, 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, all around the world. Also, great is thy faithfulness. I do appreciate those persons who have listened to various different platforms. Kermit, can you assist me to be able to put this on, please? I just want to continue the show. You may want to do the T Connection one. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alpheus Finlayson. I said I do appreciate those who have listened to various different platforms. This is a great day, ladies and gentlemen. I give kudos to Anthony Strawn
who captured the 200 meters in Budapest in the Continental Tour with a time of 22.63 seconds. And Tania Gaither in second with a similar time, a little bit slower. But you know what has happened? The wind reading was against them. So for Anthony to be able to do 22.63, man, this is fast. So let's say the prevailing wind was really fast. Gator also, both of them went to Italy. They went to Italy, and two of them were 15th overall. Just Saturday ago, the nation was shocked by the killing of Olympian Chavez Hart. He had returned from to Abaco from Texas A&M. The track and field fraternity and track world give most sincere condolences. Now I move from there to one other place. Most people have forgotten that it is 50 years since the Israeli, the Israeli massacre in Munich. Oh, that was something else. Most people don't say anything about it. But I would also like to say that I went to Tokyo. Excuse me. I flew from Minneapolis to Tokyo. And when I got to Tokyo, we went through this real nice hotel. And around the world, they would give you some information as to what is happening and what was happening. And would you believe this? People must remember Makov, who died at 99. And let me say this. That young man, how do I put it? It's difficult for me to put it. But that young man was, I'm forgetting how we said it now, the Russians decided that they would, Gorbachev, he was replaced by the Russians. And Gorbachev was there all the time. And what is so interesting, as I said, that we take off from Minneapolis, and when we get to Tokyo, Gorbachev was replaced, and he just died a couple days ago at 91. What is so interesting is that the athletes in Moscow, now this is Moscow, one of them said that, you know, are you competing? No, he says, I am Bubka. He was the person who always won pole jump things, pole jump now. And then you looked at the other people from the Soviet Union, and they were all in amaze. I actually tried to get one of those shirts that they would have. They won't give it to you. And later on in life, I had the opportunity of meeting some of those people, especially one of the long jumpers, and also the triple jumpers. They were all,
move to either Australia or some of them who actually were part of the Soviet Union. I had an opportunity to speak with them. As a matter of fact, I have photos of them. And that really is something else, how things happen. And I don't know why we have to do that, you know. There's no reason we have to do that. And you know that? There's no Soviet Union, but that young man from Russia is still there. And we pray to God. It seems as though the people who they have the challenges from now, they are dealing with Russia, and Russia can't do very much at all. And I thank God that that is the case now. The only thing is that they could trade, they can trade fuel to Germany and the United States and all of that kind of thing. So right now, I will see if we've had the opportunity to correct some things. So, Kermit, give me an opportunity and we'll see if we can correct some things. Thank you.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com, or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
And we're back. Thank you ever so much, Kermit. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Auerbach Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book, From Vancouver to Athens, 50 Years of Bohemian International Track and Field Competition, Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates, insurance brokers, also sponsors, and then brought to you by, I have been a financial services person for more than 43 years for Kalina Insurance. My business partner is Alexis Hanna, my daughter. We have a love for our clientele. I can be reached at 432-9961, and my daughter Alexis at 467-0372. And we had talked about the commercial break, but unfortunately, my co-host, Philippa Arnett, is not here today. So what I would wish to do is talk a bit about birthdays. The first one is Ken Wilson, whose birthday is on the 31st. And then I'd like to say that Doyle and Judith Burroughs celebrate 57 years of marriage. Ain't that something else? Now, I have been 44 years, and that's what I'm talking about also. And we talk about a birthday of Brenda Archer from St. George's Church. Oh, man, Brenda, I'm sure that you're enjoying this birthday. And then we're talking about another birthday on the 7th. Jillian Ferreira. I don't talk about ladies' ages. And then we're talking about Viola Smith, a client of mine. Well, something that you would like to hear. I don't know if any of you know somebody called Ed Smith. Ed Smith was the first Bahamian to play football for the Denver Broncos. And I'd like to say this, Jiminy Pearl and Simone Coggle are watching, I guess. Simone is my daughter's friend. But guess what? Evie Dennis is the son-in-law of Ed Smith. And would you believe this? Evie Dennis, I don't also talk about women's age also, but she had three sisters, none that lived with her. Now, Ed and his son have gone on to Tampa Bay. And that's what I'm talking about. But the point is that she is still living. She has sisters who are older than her. And this is Ed's son-in-law. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we now go on to to talk about death again. I need to talk about it. So we'll just take another break, and then we'll go to the death again.
F. Hanna, all of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlan Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200. And you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing. And that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And I'm sure that you heard of my good friend Bernard Hanna talking about me, probably talking about the show. But I'd just like to say something. Last week, we had somebody who wanted to come on the show for a particular reason. I tried. He didn't come. So I called early today. And he said that he can't come. Well, my brother, you ain't coming on this show anymore. You are not coming on this show anymore. I made it a point for you to be able to come on the show because the week before you were not able to come on the show. So that's what I am telling you. But what I am saying is that there's plenty of things happening in track and field around the world. As I said, Philippa Arnett was going to be on, and we're going to be talking about some of our athletes. And I'd say this, I see that in, what's the name of the place now? Oh, Lord. This is where the last event, I think it is, of the World Body, this young lady from Jamaica, she's ready to run. And that's the one who runs the 100 meters. I told you about when I was in the Yokohama at the World Indoor Championships. I had an opportunity to speak at length on tape right here. Kermit had it with regard to Shelley and Fraser Price. And I asked her, is she ready for the Tokyo Olympics? She said she's not concerned with the Tokyo Olympics. When she is ready, after this, you know, we were at the World Indoor Championships. When she is ready, she is going to be ready. And she will be ready, I think it's this weekend that they're going to have the final, as I can remember, of the events that they've had around the world. And Shelley Ann is somebody that they think will win the 100 meters again. and we're looking forward to seeing that. Somebody was asking me about the event in Grand Bahama, and I told you how good Philip Arnett was. We had this fella from Cuba who came, and oh man, he could announce so well, and they did an unbelievable job, an unbelievable job. And that's what track and field is about. I get upset sometimes when I can't find exactly what it was that somebody jumps, you know. But the fact that Donald Thomas won a bronze medal was significant. We were saying that Donald was about 37. I guess Donald's age is going up. You know, what is so interesting is that Mike Sands and Donald Thomas born on the same day, but Mike born many years before. Mike born was born real long before Donald Thomas, and Donald Thomas is somebody who won the high jump, You know, competing in a high jump ain't no joke. And they were laughing about him. And when they saw how good Donald Thomas could jump, man, the people were laughing. But I was making all kinds of noise, me and Ronald Cartwright. And it was really, 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 really something good to think about. In my opinion, I do feel that you know, the World Championships is going to be in Hungary, and that is in Budapest. So it's not that far away. And the next year, we will have the Paris Olympics, and you wouldn't want to miss the Paris Olympics. It is something that you have to look forward to be able to do. And in some places, you are able to get Airbnb right now, and it's going to be just a unbelievable event. Now, remember, you went to the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. But, you know, that's only one part of the world, you know. When you go to these other places, you will appreciate what track and field is about. And that's what I'm talking. And I see that nobody other people are tuned in. Gemini Pearl, I don't know who she is, but I would really appreciate if somebody could tell me who she is. And as I said, Simone Cargill is my daughter's, Alexis's best friend. So she is watching. I don't know if she's watching for Alexis, but that is what is happening. So we are waiting for the other person who would come on a little later to be talking about some significant things. Road running, and that is powerful. Somebody was on the show about 2-3 weeks ago and talking about the runners, man. Man, we have people going all the way around the world. This person who's coming on, he is going to Berlin. This will be his first time to Berlin. But we have Bahamians who have money and who enjoy themselves running around the world. They come from Berlin, and then they go to Chicago. And from Chicago, they go later on to Boston. And that is what it's all about. People have money to travel around the world. It's most important. When I talk about my good friend Bernard Hanna, he is one of the persons who has been at the New York event, has been in the, I guess he's been to Chicago, he's been here and there doing things. So when people talk about what can we do for Bahamian distance runners, we're doing it. They have the money, they travel and enjoy what they love. And that is what I am talking about.
So we're going to give a little bit more time for this young man who is coming on the show. He should be coming here at about 7 o'clock, and then we're going to start talking with him. And maybe when we start talking, we're going to do a little bit more about the debts. Thanks you ever so much.
I'm Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. And we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center is here to help small businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com, or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard so much of what my good friend Bernard Hanna mentioned. So I'd want to talk about a couple of people who are on the show, who are watching,
One is Gemini Pearl. She's watching. Simone Cargo, my daughter's good friend. Alma Evans from St. George's Anglican Church. Then we're talking about Keith Smith. He's watching. And Sharon Smith Wright. I don't know if you know who she is or was. She was a Miss Bahamas, was in the class of my brother Spence Finlayson. And now she is married to the son of somebody at St. Bernard's. And he is a Wright, Sharon Smith Wright. Thank you ever so much. Now I have a young man in the house, and he wants to talk as we were talking. People were saying that Bahamians don't know much more. They need to know a little bit more about distance racing. But we have somebody here who knows a whole lot about distance racing. And his name is Anthony Tony. Tiger. The Tiger. That's what he calls himself. Now, you don't take my cousin's name, eh? Tiger Phillipson. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening, Bahamas, and the listeners all around the world. Thank you for having me here, Alfie's Hawk Finnison, to talk about the Bahamas Roadmasters Running Club and our various initiatives, in particular the upcoming Bahamas Half Marathon event. And we'd like to talk a bit about what goes into this event, and it's going to be exciting. This is going to be the first in-person event for Bahamas Half since 2019, because, of course, we were sidelined for 2 years by the pandemic. And so we are excited, and we're looking for Bahamians to come out in droves and support us like you usually do. Of course, part proceeds of our events goes to help various charitable organizations throughout the country. And we have assisted the Lupus Foundation, various children's homes, several homes for the elderly, the Cancer Society, and Sandlands Rehabilitation Center, home for the aged. I mean, Bahamas Roadmaster Running Club has assisted so many NGOs in this country. Most recently, we assisted the Lupus Foundation with a handsome donation. So when you support the events held by Bahamas Roadmasters, you are in effect helping the country and those who are very much in need of assistance through helping us.
So I want to jump to something. Aren't you going to Berlin?
Yes, indeed. We have a small contingent. I believe it's about probably a dozen of us going to...
That's a big number, you know.
Yeah, going to Berlin.
It ain't inexpensive to go to Berlin.
We're going to Berlin. And 2 to 3 weeks after that, we will be in Chicago for the Chicago Marathon. Of course, we're going to Berlin for the Berlin Marathon. Mm-hmm. And these two marathons are two of the... Abbott World Majors. You know, there are six of them. In the United States, you have the Chicago Marathon, the New York, and the Boston. And then outside of the United States, you have Berlin, Tokyo, and London.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, personally...
Well, what do you think about London?
I have not done...
Heard anybody talk about it?
Yeah, of course. Many of the members of our club, they have done the London Marathon. We have... Siobhan Blades would be doing it very soon as she worked toward completing the six majors.
The one and only Siobhan Blades?
Yeah, she will be doing...
I haven't seen her for a while.
She'll be doing London and Tokyo to conclude her six majors. Mm-hmm. And so we have several members who have... Of course, Charles Johnson has already...
Well, of course. All over the world.
Yeah. And I've been reliably informed that Dr. D'Souza, she's not a member of Roadmasters, but she always supports us, and she too has completed the 6 majors. I don't know who else in the Bahamas might have done so.
And before I forget, there's a Kyle Higgs who is also watching. The people that are all coming out.
Yep, that's right. And so let me just give get some words in about Bahamas Half and the upcoming event. Bahamas Half, the Bahamas Roadmasters Running Club was formed in 1990. And
Who formed it?
Well, there was a whole group of them. Bernard Hanna, of course, was in that. Michael Cunningham. Denise Mortimer.
Yes.
Alvin Fielding.
Mm-hmm.
Roland Hasty, George Smith was the founding president.
I know about him.
Yeah.
Because what we did during, it was what did we have that came to the Bahamas after Columbus? You remember that? We ran around.
Oh, yes.
In Georgetown.
Okay.
And what's the name you talked about? Smith?
Mm-hmm.
He was the person in charge.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Very well. And also Emily Miller. You would know Emily.
Oh, she's now in Andrews. I'd like to go and see her.
She's one of the founding members as well. And there are many others. I can't.
Yes.
I'm calling off the cuff.
Yeah.
And I joined the organization within weeks of its being formed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here,
mm-hmm.
right? And so our current president is Anastasia Christie,
mm-hmm.
Attorney Chris, sorry. And our immediate past president is Major,
mm-hmm.
Bob Major.
His mother, mm-hmm. his mother are connected to my family in Exoma. You never know.
Yeah.
Who is who?
You never know. That's Marcel
yes.
Major. Okay. And as a matter of fact, for Bahamas Half, the on-site registration is handled at his nursery.
His nursery, yes.
Yeah, right here in Infant View Road.
Infant View,
Chippenham,
yes, yes.
The name of it just slipped away from
me. A nice nursery.
Yes. Very much so. And the event is being held on November 20th, 6 p.m., beginning at Awaki. That's in that area just across from the road traffic licensing place where they used to have a lot of cookouts and stuff there, that part of Awaki.
November 20th is a significant date for my mother's death. She was born on the 20th of November.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happened that year? The Titanic. And then, this is a long time ago now, but what I'm saying is that I always remember, I think November the 20th or right around that, mm-hmm. for her birthday. And, you know, we were little babies. Yes.
Okay. Well, may I let
from your island, you know.
Oh, from Ragged
Island? Mangrove Key.
Oh, Mangrove Key, okay.
Yeah,
but you know I'm a hybrid, Mangrove Key.
Well, of course.
And Ragged Island.
Yes.
I have to own both of them just as prominently, you know.
Mm.
So November the 20th, Awaki, 6 a.m. That's a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the registration is online. We have a website, www.bahamashalf242.com. That's www.bahamashalf242.com. And we also can be contacted by our email address, Bahamas Roadmasters, that's with the S, bahamasroadmasters@gmail.com. And this event, the reason we are able to stage this event with such quality is because of our sponsors, Hawk.
Yes.
Organizations like the Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
They're big.
They're big. We want to thank them and their local representative, Tina Lightburn, who supports us round and round. Ministry of Tourism, they've been with us now for a couple of years, and they are supporting us and backing us again this year. Caribbean Bottling Company, Tasani and Power
Big time,
Aid.
Big
yes.
time.
They are
not
with us. Yes. Bahamas Welding and Fire, Nassau Agencies Limited, Lignum Advisors. These are those who are on board. So far, we are looking for more sponsors to come on board because this is a big event and there's so many moving parts to it. And so these who are here now, most of the money there from them will be going directly into the various prizes and medals and those sort of things.
Well, there's somebody else who just came on. Her name is Barbara Richardson. I'm going to see if I could ask Barbara, because I was to where she worked today. And I think that she should be able to do it. Barbara, this is Alpheus Finlayson. They need some help with what we're doing. So thank you ever so much. I'm sure you know how to reach me. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Hawk. So Bahamas Roadmasters, we can be contacted at 427-2335, or through my personal cell number, which is 357-7035, 357-7035. And so, we have others who have assisted us with our other events, such as like the Midnight Madness Fun Run Walk that we hold on Labor Day and what have you, and we're grateful to...
But that doesn't finish. You're waiting for it for next year.
That's finished, but we're just grateful to those particular sponsors who have helped with that, and we've given them a lot of kudos and continue to do so. But this is now all about Bahamas Half and those who are on board with us for this particular event. And so the Bahamas Half race series comprises 5K road race. So if you're just starting out, if you're not very experienced and you don't think you can handle the longer distances, hey, there's a 5K. That's 3.1 miles, right? Come out, do the 5K. You can run it. You can walk it. And we have a 10K, which is 6.2 miles. Then we have the half marathon. That's 13.1 miles. And we have the half marathon relay. So you can get a team of about four together, and you all can sign up for the half marathon relay. So here are the fees. Students can do the 5K, $20 for students, and the 5K for adults is $25. The 10K is $45. Half marathon, $75. Half marathon relay for the team is $105 for the entire team. And everyone who finishes, they get a medal of completion as long as the supplies last. So we hope that people would register early enough so that we will be able to ensure that we have sufficient resources, right? Yeah, so this is going to be a big event, Hawk, the Bahamas Half Race Series. It's an annual event. This is our 10th year holding this as a live event, and we are looking to make this bigger and better from year to year.
Have you been to Chicago? Tell us about it.
I've been to Chicago, but I haven't done Chicago Marathon.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this will be my first time.
It is special, you know, because I think the British lady had done, either the British or a... Kenyan lady had done the record.
Yeah,
for the marathon.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All of the big names will be in a marathon such as Chicago, as well as Berlin
and London and the rest of them.
Yeah,
yes,
all of the big names. You have people like Kipchoge and so forth. These are the people who come out to run those kinds of events.
Did you watch any of the marathons for the World Body in Eugene, Oregon?
Yeah, I did. That was, I did catch a bit of that.
Yeah.
That was very exciting.
Of course.
And so we have the kind of runners that you would have in an event like that. Of course, you know Elliot Kipchoge.
One of a kind.
And also, of course, right up there with him is Bekele.
Yeah.
All right.
Some of them are Kenyans and some are, what do you call it now?
the country right next to it.
Yeah, you have the from the Kenyan is they seem to be leading. Yeah.
Ethiopians,
and then Ethiopia,
and then sometimes some a little further down, they starting to do a lot of the running.
They starting to come up, but yes. You know, you also have some who are not Africans. You have the Japanese have very good marathon runners as well.
Yeah,
and of course, you know, you have the Americans always in there. Mm-hmm. And don't rule out the ladies who are gonna be there. Don't rule out people like Mary Katani and Sheeta Bakari.
Not at all.
And Arabelle Yishani.
Yeah.
These are top-notch. Of course, they are the elite athletes, and those, any one of them could win on any
yes,
given day.
Yes,
yeah. And of course, you know, we have our very own Williams, which is
he going to be running?
I don't know if he's coming home for Bahamas.
Oh, okay.
But he
was thinking about Berlin at some point.
Yeah, O'Neill.
O'Neill, yes.
Yeah, O'Neill Williams. He's probably listening into your show.
Yes.
Congratulations to him. You know, he just had a second child born now, so he's a father of two.
Yeah, I don't. We used to be close and everything, but you know that closeness because he doesn't call me. I don't know where he is and everything else.
Yeah. So hats off to him for all that he's doing to carry the Bahamian flag around. But we do, when we go off to these events, members of Bahamas Road Masters, you know, we recently did the Brooklyn Half Marathon.
Oh, man. You like Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Brooklyn is unbelievable.
Well, you know, I have found
I've been there just once. You remember our connection with...
Absolutely.
In Connecticut and all of that?
That's correct.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So we have family in Brooklyn. My mother's sister moved there many, many, many moons ago.
Ain't that something else?
Yeah. And they're still the homestead is still there. And so there were about 18,000 runners in the Brooklyn Marathon. We had a good team there. We went down to Times Square, down there to the NBC studio.
Unbelievable.
And listen, Hawk, when they saw us with the Bahamian flag, Al Roker came over.
Oh, yes.
And he had also run the same race.
And he is Bahamian from Exuma.
That's right.
Roker's Point.
He ran back into the studio to his desk and got his medal and came back out to take photos with us in front of the Bahamian flag, you know. Mm-hmm. So did and the whole team.
Oh, so I love her. Oh, yeah. She is unbelievable.
Yeah.
So from Egypt.
Yep. Yeah. So we are very pleased, and that's why we are so pleased that the Ministry of Tourism is backing us and supporting us, because when we go overseas, we go to promote the Bahamas,
of course,
and to promote what Roadmasters does here,
of course,
in the Bahamas. Right. So we'll be carrying the flags over there to Germany and to Chicago, and those who are going to London and Tokyo and wherever else we go. Right?
So wherever you wish.
Wherever we go.
Yes,
that's
yes,
correct.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well,
so
go ahead.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about the prizes. Right? We have for the first finishing male and female overall, $2,500 goes to each of those persons.
That ain't no joke.
That ain't no joke, because I tell you, we go all over the world, like I said, to marathons, and except for the elite runners, you know, where the winner can get $200,000, $300,000, the regular participants do not, very few of them do they give out more than $500 or so. Mm-hmm. But we're no jokers here. We have persons coming in from Canada, and I think someone is registered already from the UK and from the United States. So in the past, prior to COVID, we've had international runners coming to support, and many of them have just been waiting to hear from us. So first prize, male, female, $2,500 each. Second prize, $2,000. Third prize, $1,000. And then we have a prize just for the top Bahamian resident of the Bahamas, $250, top male, top female, right? Bahamian resident of their own prize. Mind you, they could still win the overall prize, you know.
I understand that, yes.
All right. So
So I just want to say, do we have 2 minutes? Do we have 2 minutes left? Okay, I just want to say, I'm giving condolences to a young man called Tony Franks. I don't know if you know him.
I know the name.
You know the name, yes, mm-hmm. yes. He's somebody who lives right out east, mm-hmm. And we know him well. He has a brother in Grand Bahama who does well. And then I need to talk about Alfie Bethel. Alfie Bethel has been involved in track and field. Now, from Bradley Cooper, he knows that he had a crash and after a heart attack. So what I wish to do is to give all of their families. We talked about our man, the Olympian, who got shot in Abaco. So we have to include each and every one of them. And lastly, Richardson, my number is 432-9961. 432-9961. Alpheus Finlayson, thank you. Thank you, Kermit. Thank you. And what we call you, my brother? What we call you?
Tony the Tiger Longley.
Tony the Tiger, not Tiger Finlayson.
No. And just a very quick correction on those prizes. The second prize overall gets $1,500, and the third prize, $500, not $2,000 and $1,000 as aforementioned. $1,500 second place, $500 third place, $2,500 first place overall winners.
Brenda DeVoe even now started on our good cousin out of Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased amount, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
The Access Accelerator Small Business Development Center businesses throughout the entire Bahamas. To better serve you, we've made it easier to contact us. Call 461-7232, WhatsApp 359-0626 or 359-2394, email helpdesk@sbdcbahamas.com or submit a ticket when you visit our help center at accessaccelerator.org. The Access Accelerator, empowering small business.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.